Here off the top, we need to get into something that we've sort of hinted at on the air, and I think it's appropriate we're doing this on Thursday when The Invasion, the show before us, does Am I the Jerk? And I guess this is Am I the Jerk Jr.? Mm-hmm. And I feel like we need to throw it to old Monto so he can set this up properly, because this took place in the control room this past Friday, which, of course, is Pizza Friday on the Sweet Spot.
Yeah, and you guys were on remote. I believe y'all were at Choctaw.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had a pizza box in here, and Ham was having a computer problem. So Ham had to call one of our technical expertises to come help him out. And that gentleman comes in here, helps Ham out, gets him all squared away. And as he's walking out, he sees our pizza box. And
which is closed.
It was closed. Mm-hmm. Didn't have a welcome sign.
And there's usually a couple in there. There's variety every Friday, it feels like.
This one was just one.
Okay. A single large pizza box.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
This was just one. Hmm. And as he's walking out, he opens the pizza box, grabs a slice, and goes, "Oh, nice, I'm going to grab a piece," and then just leaps. And Ham and I just kind of noted that that was odd, because he didn't say, "Hey, can I have a slice?" Mm-hmm. Which if he did, we would have said, "Yeah, of course, yeah, no sure. problem."
He just helped Ham.
Right.
This a little was something for the effort.
This was, yeah, his payment was a
payment was pizza.
It was a piece of our pizza. But Ham and I just started thinking about it. Like, I would never go into someone else's room and they have one pizza box and just grab a piece. Even if it's someone that, like, I'm friends with, mm-hmm. I don't think I would still say, "Hey, do you mind if I take one?" And we certainly know this, you know, technical person.
He's a good dude.
He's great.
It was just so strange that he did that. And Ham and I were just thinking about the rest of that show, because, well, it was such an odd interaction.
Okay, so I don't want to agree with what the guy did. However, if there is a food type that is the most communal at an office place, it is pizza.
100%.
However, anytime we have company-wide pizza, it's usually down in the Cumulus Cafe, and it's just out for everybody, and the vultures get to it pretty quickly.
Yeah, if this was a small pizza, like if you had a personal-sized pizza in the back with the box closed, I don't think he does this.
Like you did but all your summer reading and you got the free pizza?
Yeah, you got the little pizza for yourself. Nobody's going to walk by and take a piece. But I think you are on to something where this could be anything else. Like, there could be a bowl of spaghetti in the back, and he's not going to go help himself.
Yeah, help
like
yourself
he's not
a
going
moves.
To.
We can try that out tomorrow.
He's going to grab a fork and spoon and just get him a little.
We're going to keep luring him in here with different computer problems.
Like, what will he take?
If he had the Monto empanadas, he's not going to help himself to an empanada. But I think there's something
like
about the large pizza box, especially on a Friday, where he thought. And it's
why
and it
does
was,
the Friday part matter?
And I'm just playing. I'm playing devil's advocate here. I think he could have gone about this differently. So the pizza was not in front of you, right? Like, it wasn't in your workspace. It was behind you on the back counter, which is where...
Yeah, he took the pizza from behind our backs.
So maybe he saw that as an invitation of this is everybody's pizza. Now, he should have asked.
Yeah.
And any time, because, you know, if there is pizza up here, if it's in somebody's relative workspace, if we're in not the big break room, because that's free game... But I think you always ask if there's somebody around.
And there's one
hey,
box.
May I have a slice?
There's not a bunch of boxes. There's one box. So that's
still a large.
Okay.
Still a large box.
But I think the number of boxes definitely impacts this, because that's y'all's food. Now, let's say whatever pizza company you ordered it from is a sponsor, and they bring us just however much. It's usually, I don't know, 5 to 10. Mm-hmm. That's when you know it's fair game for everybody.
No. And it wasn't like Mr. Gaddy's, but he...
Nothing wrong with Gaddy's.
Mm-hmm. No. Well, it would be impossible for us to have the pizza in front of us because we don't have enough workspace for that.
It sounds like he out-pizzaed the control room.
He did.
He really did.
Again, in no way were we mad. We just found it odd.
Right.
I thought it was odd that because the box was closed, he just didn't know what the pizza was and grabbed a slice no matter what.
Yeah, what if we had just anchovies and pineapple? Well, he'd have been locked in already. That
wouldn't have been
no,
near Ham.
Take
if
it.
That was the case.
That's true. But also, like you said, with one pizza, even though it is a large, between the two of us, Ham and I are still combined two large adults.
Mm-hmm.
If you combine us.
I guess so, yes. On average.
So that can easily take out one large pizza.
And sorry if you said it already. How many slices were left? I think that's an important part of the equation.
Absolutely.
I think when he was done, there was three.
Yeah.
So there were four originally, and there's what?
Probably half.
Like so eight. Half. Okay. Half the pizza was gone.
And the pizza was probably in here no less than 30 minutes.
So it was still relatively fresh.
Uh-huh. Yes.
It wasn't, you know,
it hadn't been sitting out for a while.
Okay.
Yeah, if this is like the last slice, or there's two slices left, then yeah, you definitely have to ask.
But he
or you just
the
don't
box,
even go for it.
Already committing to it, not knowing how much pizza was still in there.
Yeah.
I think he's wrong. However, I think because of the way things are up here, often, I don't know, every couple of weeks, there is pizza in the break room. And every now and again, you troll through there, and I'm guilty myself. I'll just lift the lid to see what we got toppings-wise. And if it's something that tickles my fancy, I'll take a piece.
And that is more of a public place than the control room. Even though the positioning of the pizza, like if it was in front of him, I don't think Steven goes for it. I don't even think he asks. Like if even if it's to your left, because you have the big, you know, circular desk back there, if it's within arm's distance of you, I don't think he goes for it. I think he saw the sign that it's Friday, somebody got pizza, maybe it was delivered by whoever.
Still don't understand the Friday part.
Because it's good VODs, it's Pizza Friday.
Yeah, in our control room, but not company-wide.
On a national hallway.
Yeah. He knows about Pizza Friday, he listens to the station, maybe he thinks it's for everybody. Or maybe he saw Lando having a piece and it was just like, okay, he's in a different room. I want to be part of the crew. I'm going to take a piece of pizza.
But
never
now,
follow me.
Now I want Ham and Monty to go into the engineer's office, which is a bit of a cluttered mess. And if they have any kind of food in there, I want you guys to open up the container and just see what's what.
Does it have to be food? Could they just take like computers and stuff?
I mean,
just walk in and take a computer.
Dude, you're getting a Dell. All right.
I'd have more use for General Tso's chicken or something than a computer or a wire. But what if you went into like Kat's office and Kat's sitting there eating his lunch and he just dumps a little handful of skinny pop into
his brown
palm.
Bag every all day right. With sandwich and chips, maybe some yogurt.
Yeah.
Just grab
a swig out of his Coke Zero.
Grab the yogurt off his desk.
Oh,
thanks.
I'm take a swig of that. Appreciate it.
So yes, he should have asked for sure. That's the biggest problem. If as long as he asked, and you said you'd give him a piece. You know, he's
of
a good
course.
Dude. He's a friend.
Yeah.
It's just a little odd. He doesn't ask the question. He just takes it. Are there any other foods on the communal scale that he would do that? Like, maybe if it's
donuts.
A dessert, donuts are definitely one.
And I have a donut story, because one morning when we were doing pregame up here, this was probably 6 or 7 seasons ago. This is back when our neighbors, 103.3 ESPN was a thing. Mm-hmm. They were also doing their version
before they
of
died.
The show. Yes, before we killed them off and took DJ.
And EA. NBA, yeah.
Of course.
And Matt McLaren.
Yeah. Well, so I don't want to name names, but one of their hosts who might have had coaching or scouting in his career.
Okay.
You might know who it is. You might not. I don't want to name names. But he put
Stretch.
About three. Yeah. He put about 3 boxes of donuts in the break room. Again in the break room. Now, he brought those for his show, and that's cool. But we didn't know that. So I took a donut from said box, and he saw me do it, and he tried to dress me down. And I was like, listen, man, you put these in the break room. I didn't know you brought these for your show. Anytime anybody brings food up here and sits it out, it's communal. So maybe just keep this in your studio. And he was none too pleased.
That's really interesting coming from him, because we've laughed about this quite a bit. Whenever on Sundays there would be food for the Cowboys show up here,
yes.
Joe Lecce, half of his job was running interference to keep the ESPN guys out of the Desperados.
Yes.
And I know the guy you're talking about was one of the biggest perpetrators of doing
that. He was. So he was trying to be a horse's ass to me over one donut. And he put that in the communal area. I'm
you're
sorry.
Twirling it on your finger.
What kind of donut are we talking?
It was just a cake.
Yeah. A 3-foot-long eclair.
Yeah, anything in a common area like a break room. No matter, not even just here. Like, that's just work etiquette.
Absolutely.
Like, you put it in a break room with other food, it's welcoming. Everybody can have a piece. Now, with the catering, that's in the large conference room. So that's.
Yeah, when you get Desperados on Sunday.
Yeah, and Joe puts a sign up that says this is for, you know, ticket pre and post game only.
And we always invite people from upstairs down after everybody's done getting their rounds.
Once Norm's got
Norm
his wheelbarrow,
puts it in his pocket,
shrimp and beans. There's always so much left over that it would be wasteful to not share that.
Yeah, they're. I don't think if there's any other food than pizza back there, even where it was, he's not touching it. Now, maybe donuts, even though it's a weird time of day for donuts.
Lunch donuts.
A little lunch donut.
Bad time of day for donuts, if we're being real.
Well, I don't know. I would argue it's always a bad time of day for donuts.
Well,
but pizza, you can.
Is that how you keep your girlish figure?
It is how I keep these rock hard abs. It's just all pizza.
If the aforementioned fella is listening, I think the funniest thing tomorrow would be to walk in, grab the whole box.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just walk
like
out.
Like right when it gets here.
Boy, that'd be so curb.
I would just tip of the cap and go, good bit.
Bravo, sir.
Or if he just walks back into the engineering room, is like, hey guys, there's pizza in the control room if you guys want some. There's
lunch for ours.
There's four pieces left.
He leaves us a half eaten
every
PB&J.
Engineer rolls in.
And they just all house it right in front of us.
That'd be so great. All right, well, that's Am I the Jerk Jr. for today here on The Sweet Spot. Thanks to The Invasion for letting us borrow that.